Hey everybody, and I'm so sorry I'm running a little bit late today. I had another appointment and ran a little bit long. So being a spiritual entrepreneur, what does that really mean? That means having the highest and best good for yourself, for your clients, for if you have employees, for your business, new business or existing business, right? And you know, work to help everybody you can. And when you're helping everybody you can, that's a spiritual thought, right? You know, not helping, my dad used to say, not helping projects, people that don't really want help, but helping prospects, right? Be the best you can be, the best version of yourself, and with respect to all living beings, okay? That's what I think. So on that note, I had a conversation with somebody pretty recently in the past few days, and she was talking to me, and she's actually one of my coaching clients, and she said, Cherie, she said, I want to, you know, why is it taking me so long to make money, you know, with what I'm doing, and how can I speed it up, and I don't think the universe is helping me. And I said, hold up a second. Let me give you this little analogy here. The universe, what we say, is a way of saying the law of attraction. It's always working for you, for us all. What does that really mean? You know, what you think about, you bring about. So if you're looking around your life and you just remember that everything that you're, you know, the home that you're sitting in, you know, inside, the job that you have, the children you have, obviously that's an easy one, the mate that you have or you don't have or whatever, you created. You created that idea, which you're looking for. And look around you, whatever you have in front of you is what you created. So the universe is always working for you, per se, or the law of attraction is. So if you look around, you want to change something, then what do? You have to change the way you think. What you think about, you bring about. That is really, really very key. The other thing is that know that, you know, that nobody is working against you. The law of attraction is always not judging you, not doing anything, but what you, as I said, if you're thinking about getting a new job, or you're thinking about meeting somebody brand new, or you're thinking about getting married, you know, then you're putting that energy out to the universe, okay? And that's what the universe is going to bring back to you. That's what the God of your understanding is. So let's talk about business. When she's saying that, I said, you are not a victim here. I said, that law of attraction is always working. And I said, you've read books about that and you know this. And she goes, you're right, I do. And she says, well, why is this person doing the same business I am and they're making money? And I want you guys to remember something, and I heard this today, and this is so, so key. You know, people are not, if you make $20 an hour, most of the time it's not about time. It's about what value do you bring to the marketplace, right? So I heard this week. It's great because I do personal development. And I was listening to this. And the speaker says, so, if somebody's making, like McDonald's workers, they work hard. A lot of them do, right? And a lot of us work hard. But what value are they bringing to the marketplace? Are they making one of the highest salaries paid? Last year, if you were, you know, read some of the money magazines, they're like close to $1 billion, you know, and I can't remember who it is right now. Somebody with Apple, sorry, and that's his salary. So how much value does he bring to the marketplace, to the workplace? Brings quite a bit, right? He does, or his company that CEO of Apple, actually. Can't remember his first name. But anyway, he makes close to much more than that, close to $1 billion, or maybe more, all right? But when you want to make more money, you know, let's say the ladder starts at minimum wage, right? And the top of the ladder is where this dude's at with Apple, and he's making close to $1 billion or more a year, all right? And then maybe the first step is the minimum wage guy at McDonald's. So if you want, once again, if you want to make more money, you got to look and climb up that little ladder. And so how much value are you bringing to the marketplace, right? So are you bringing $10 worth of value, or are you bringing $100? So you can make more money the more value you bring, right? I'm doing this podcast tonight, right? And so I feel like that people that will listen to it will understand that bringing more value is going to help me more, make more money. It's not about time and money. It's about value, okay? So I hope that makes you feel good or feel better, right? So if you look around, you're saying, well, this guy's making more or this girl's making more, just remember the amount of money that you make is the amount of value that you bring to the marketplace. I've said that several different times now. And so when you treat people right, right, you know, or when you bring when you be the best version of yourself and you operate with integrity and loyalty and to yourself, to your employees if you have them, to your personal life and your business life, you're bringing value not only to the business place but to your life and to other people's lives as well. So you're going to be successful. And that's something I want everyone to remember. You're going to be super successful the more value that you bring, okay? And, you know, business and personal. I looked at someone today who's, they had called me and they have a situation. They're actually, not around here. They're in Colorado. And he and his wife said to me, they said, our son is, you know, he's depressed. He's not, you know, he's not producing. He's not doing anything. And I asked him, I said, well, they go, what do we do? I said, well, have a talk with him. How much value is he bringing to your household? Right? You know, how much value is he bringing to his own life, to your life? And you're maybe saying, well, Tree, I don't know how to do that. Is that right to say? Listen, if you got a child, if you got a soulmate, or if you got someone and they're struggling with their emotions and their feelings, you know, have that talk with them. How much value are you bringing to your life, to my life, to this house, right? And that is our duty and obligation, like Grant Cardone says in the 10X rule, that we need to bring as much value. It is our duty and our obligation to help others, show them how to live with abundance, you know, and show them how to live with a lot of money, not just to exist, but to live, to bring value, okay? And that's one of the things I wanted to talk about tonight. You know, and so we were chatting with this couple, or I was chatting with this couple, and they were chatting back with me, and they were clear about it. They go, you're right. I need to step up my game she said it and he said it, as the parents of our son and help him, right? And sometimes, you know, helping him to see the value means that you get his butt out of bed or her butt out of bed, right? I had a daughter that really struggled at one time, and she's better now, much better. But it took time. And, you know, and you want a better job or you want a better, more money in your business or your career, then if you want more money, you want more opportunity, bring more value to your boss, to your company, to yourself, and you'll see it happen. Hope this is making sense. And get passionate about something. Don't chase much money. Chase your passion. That's a key thing right there, chasing your passion. And because money will always find you when you're chasing your passion. And make your passion a business, not a hobby. Hobby costs you money. Hobbies cost you money. Businesses make you money. And so that's something that I feel. I'm launching a new program in my coaching business because somebody called me a transformation coach a couple times. I was like, I really like that. So that's what I'm doing. So if you want to be a part of our coaching program, if you'd like to use a coach, we've got plenty of coaches. If you would like to, including myself, if you would like to be a coach and work from home, making your money and enjoying your life, if you have a passion for helping people like that, then give me a call or text me, better, 954-636-9401. The other thing I was going to tell you, too, is that we really, I mean, you know, you'll know if you're led to do that, okay, you have a feeling or whatever. So we've got some new courses coming up, too, as well, and I'll have to describe them and explain them to you guys at a later date. But I would love to have new coaches come aboard and help us. So, and be a part of our Angel Coaches team. And as I said, we've got a whole new program where coaches or clients come to you, right? Isn't that cool? And we have a way where it's automated, and then when you talk to them, they're ready to talk to you. How cool is that, right? So hit me up with a text at 954-636-9401. And remember this, I always say this, and I've said this to you guys before that are listening in. My bliss is helping others find theirs. And there's 6.5 billion plus people on this planet, and I would like to reach them all with angel coaches and show them how to live the life of their dreams, right? Because I'm living the life of my dreams. I'm super, super pumped about it. And, get to travel and see some friends toward the end of the month. And I get to travel and work in another country in 2020, which I'm super excited about. But the internet is no time or distance and can reach people automatically. Isn't that cool? Thank you for all those that have made that easy. Imagine how much value they have brought to our life by simply, Steve Jobs, the guy who owns Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, right? And the guy from Microsoft. I mean, they brought a lot of value to us, right? Not only to us here in the States, but all around the world. So imagine if we can do the same by reaching everybody with, I'm using angel coaches. What are you using? And remember, it's a mind-body-spirit connection. But if you really want to help people make a difference, help them find their bliss, and that may be part of your passion, then once again, 954-636-9401. Hit me up with a text. Okay? And we will talk to you soon, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Bye now.